Civil litigation. This is the week 13 podcast regarding depositions. Slides are posted on Blackboard. Follow along with the slides if you wish. Hopefully you've taken a look at Supreme Court Rules 202 to 212 covering depositions. It's something we've talked about prior if you don't remember. A deposition is a procedure which the sworn oral testimony of a party or a non-party witness is taken prior to trial in response to questions, with the questions, testimony, and other comments preserved verbatim by a court reporter in a transcript. It's covered in Illinois Supreme Court Rules 202 to 212. We have both discovery and evidence depositions, which I've covered before. If you don't remember the difference, and even if you do, please go and find the rules that distinguish discovery from evidence depositions, and you should know the difference and how these two different types of depositions are used. There's four reasons why depositions are an important discovery device. Counsel hasn't a chance to see a potential witness in action to judge the witness's demeanor and ability to handle pressure. Number two, the recourse to immediate follow-up questions enables counsel to inquire into the premises on which the witnesses based their suppositions, their testimony. You can elicit clarifications on any fuzzy reasoning, and you can resolve any areas of uncertainty. A witness can be also pinned down, and that's a big thing. Number three, depositions can be taken not only of parties, but of non-party witnesses. And then number four, depositions can be used to preserve testimony when a witness is unavailable, but in discovery depositions in particular, they're great for cross-examination when someone wants to change their testimony or alter their testimony or their view on things at a later date for whatever reason. You will be involved in getting depositions set. You will also be involved in abstracting or summarizing depositions, and you're going to get a little opportunity to do that this week. Why do we summarize depositions? Well, because sometimes a deposition could be several hundred pages long, 60 to 80 pages is long. And without the need to flip through those 80 pages, if you provide me with a good summary, I can go and review that deposition for purposes of trial or taking somebody else's deposition. We do this in either first or third person, and we'll demonstrate first or third person in class, but if you don't know what that is, look it up, because that's going to be one of my questions when we talk on Tuesday night. Remember how we get people to a deposition. Parties, we send a notice, but non-parties, witnesses, we have to send a subpoena. And it's a subpoena. The subpoena ducis tecum, if you remember, is a subpoena that commands the person subpoenaed to produce certain documents. We're seeking their documents, not their testimony. If I'm seeking their testimony, it's just a normal subpoena in Illinois. Now, you're going to hear this when you, if you work for any lawyer that does any type of litigation, because they're going to provide this information to clients, but you may be asked to provide this information to clients too. Clients may call you and the lawyer's out, but we always want the client to tell the truth. We always want the client to only answer the question that's posed. I want my clients to think carefully before they answer. They have to remain calm. The other lawyer is going to try to pin them down or paint them in a corner or get them to say something that they probably don't want to say or make them feel uncomfortable. And so they can't lose sight that this is an adversarial setting. I don't want them to make assumptions about what is asked. I only want them to answer the question asked. And I don't want them to feel pressured. And you're going to help provide that advice as well. Now, how do we use depositions in a personal injury case? Those depositions provide me with all of the information from the other party or a witness that I'm going to need to assess how I'm going to present that witness, especially, or cross-examine that witness or that other party on the witness stand. It helps me pin down or narrow their potential testimony, and then if they say anything different at trial, it allows me to go back and then impeach them with that thing. So by summarizing the deposition, it helps me in preparation. If I have, you know, 3 feet of deposition testimony from 5 or 6 different parties, or a party and 5 or 6 different witnesses, that's a lot to have to review. Your summary of that deposition, and a well-drafted summary, is going to allow me to review that deposition a lot quicker. There's only so many things within that deposition that are probably most relevant or of concern, and so you allow me to focus on those things. And so we're going to practice this a little bit in class, and then you are going to create a summary or abstract of a deposition that I provide to you. That's it. Discovery depositions. Most of your time this week is going to be spent in the actual practice of. So get ready. Come ready. And I will see you Tuesday night.